This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that it took almost 7 years, but Copake has a 130-page zoning document, the first overhaul since 1972. It is just a plan that still needs adoption and is on the town's website for review. The proposal increases the size of new building lots around Copake Lake and other watersheds from 3/4 acre to 3 acres. Sheds can also be larger under the new rules. The town board will host a special meeting about the plan at 9 a.m. on May 5th at the town hall, 230 Mountain View Road. A public hearing has not yet been set, and the Columbia County Planning Board must also approve before the town board can adopt the zoning changes. Audrey Matat reports in the Greenville Pioneer that the Greenville School's tentative budget of $30,567,000 will go before voters on May 15th. That's an increase of 1.99% under the state tax cap. The budget has some funds for a possible football team that would be part of Catskill's team, which recently merged with Caro Durham. There is also money in the budget for a possible school resource officer, although that has not been confirmed. The Greenville Board of Education hosted a safety forum recently where some parents wanted a police officer on school grounds, quote, but the board also discussed looking into other safety alternatives and may seek further professional advisement on the matter, end quote, according to the story. Greenville hosts a budget hearing at 7 p.m. on May 1st at the GCS Middle High School Auditorium, with voter registration from 3 to 7 p.m. on May 2nd at Scott M. Ellis Elementary and voting from 1 to 9 p.m. May 15th at Scott M. Ellis Elementary. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. On April 19th, Governor Andrew Cuomo seemed to tell New York organizations to boycott the National Rifle Association. Cuomo's press release says he, quote, directed the Department of Financial Services to urge insurance companies, New York State chartered banks, and other financial service companies licensed in New York to review any relationships they may have with the National Rifle Association and other similar organizations. Upon this review, the companies are encouraged to consider whether such ties harm their corporate reputations and jeopardize public safety, end quote. William Brewer, a lawyer for the NRA, in a statement accused Cuomo of abusing the public's trust by, quote, mounting a blacklisting campaign that seeks to deprive Second Amendment advocates of banking services and insurance coverage in the state of New York, end quote. Cuomo disagreed. Quote, New York may have the strongest gun laws in the country, but we must push further to ensure that gun safety is a top priority for every individual, company, and organization that does business across the state, end quote, Cuomo said. And Cristiano Lima reports at Politico that New York Senator Chuck Schumer is introducing legislation in Congress to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. He told Vice April 19th, quote, I've seen too many people's lives ruined because they had small amounts of marijuana and served time in jail, much too long. Ultimately, it's the right thing to do. Freedom, end quote. Currently, marijuana is not legal nationally, though several states have made it legal in their borders. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has been changing rules to make it more difficult for states where it's legal. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo has recently been more of an advocate for legalization, and his Democrat opponent, Cynthia Nixon, has given full-throated support for legalization. Read the full story at Politico. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.